welcome back to Believers Academy. My name is Wendy, and I'm so glad that you're joining us for this series on God's love. I know this teaching will bless you because today we will find out that love is not just a suggestion the Lord has given us. Nope, it's the fuel that makes our faith work. You'll want a pen and paper to take notes on this lesson. Also, anytime during the teaching, you can pause or go back to hear a point again. In addition, we've prepared some study aids for your benefit right on this webpage. God wants to bless you so richly that you become a walking demonstration of His love. He wants to pour out His love and His goodness upon you, not only for your own benefit, but for the benefit of others. He wants us to love one another as He loves, with the love of God. Walking in love is not just a suggestion the Lord has given us. It's not a nice thing to do or simply a good idea. This is a command from the Bible. James 2:8 says, "Yes, indeed, it is good when you obey the royal law as found in the Scriptures. Love your neighbor as yourself." If you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, you have the ability to love like God loves. The Bible says He is good to those who don't know Him. So you can be good to them too. Jesus said, "Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will be truly acting as children of the Most High, for He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate." What Jesus asks us to do is to love people for one reason, because we want to please our Heavenly Father. We are to be a demonstration of love to others, not because they've earned it or they deserve it, or because they bless us and they make us feel good. We are to love them because God loves them, and we are representatives of Him. All the way through Scripture, we see God wanting to give His people such abundance and victory that it would get the attention of those who don't know Him. He said to the Israelites in Jeremiah 33:9 that He would so openly demonstrate His love for them that they would be to Him a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. Jesus did the wonderful things that He did because He loved people. Jesus always used His power to demonstrate God's love. He operated that way because that's how the Father Himself operates. God has the power, but He is the love. Every work of power God has ever done has been an expression of His love. God's love is always with us. Psalms 145, 8 through 9 says, "The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all His creation." When we walk in obedience and love with a willing heart, we open the door to the blessing of God. We open the door to supernatural prosperity. We open the door to health and healing. We open the door to peace and well-being in every area of our lives. Because God loves us, we owe love to every person we meet. We owe them kindness and gentleness. We owe it to them to offer love with dignity and respect, as they are valuable to God and to His plan on the earth. Romans 13:8 says, "Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another." If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. Now there's another very important reason to love. Love is the fuel that makes our faith work. Faith by itself is not enough to make us more than conquerors. We must also have the love of God. Love actually inspires faith. It gives faith a foundation to build on. You might even say that love gives us the reason to believe. Galatians 5:6 says, "What is important is faith expressing itself in love." It is God's great love that prompts Him to do everything He does for us. It is His love that provides the promises that bless us both in this life and in the life to come. It's His mighty love that causes His mercy to be new towards us every morning. When we truly begin to understand and experience how full of compassion God is towards us, we can easily believe He'll keep His promises to us. Because we know how much God cares, we can trust Him to do what He says. We can have faith that He'll take care of us in every situation. What I mean is that faith should be established on the revelation that God loves you so much. He wants you to be well. He loves you so dearly, He paid the price for all your sicknesses. He loves you to the point that He put all your sins on Jesus when He went to the cross, so that you could live in right standing with Him. He loves you so much. He is not only willing, but He's eager to do what He said He would do. Love is the only commandment Jesus has given us. Jesus said in John 13:34 that we should love each other, just as I've loved you. Love is the key to access God's wisdom, power, and protection. If we fully understand the great return from living in God's love, we would surely make it our primary aim and goal. The revelation of God's love will turbocharge your faith. It gives you a boldness and a calm confidence that absolutely defies anything to hurt you. This confidence comes when you truly know that you are loved. God demonstrated His love for us by His actions. And guess what? In the same way, we demonstrate real love by our actions. Love is proven not only by how we feel, but by what we do. And you know, that takes time. We don't just wake up one morning automatically knowing everything God wants us to know. We learn it a little by little as we spend time with Him. We discover it day by day as we seek Him. We'll demonstrate our devotion by setting time aside for Him in our lives. If we truly love God, we will obey Him. Jesus said clearly in John 14:15, "If you love me, obey my commandments." And since His commandment is for us to walk in love, our devotion to Him will be evident in the kindness we extend towards one another. Walking in love means we will help those in need. Holding the door open for a single mom with an armful of groceries and two little children is an act of God's love. A smile for an overworked cashier who is working as fast as she can, now that's love. Waiting patiently at the stoplight until the person in front of us notices that the light has changed, that's love in action. The love of God is a lot more than sympathy. You see, sympathy is a sense of pity that comes from the human mind and emotions. Sympathy virtually says, "Oh, I feel so sorry for you. I wish there was something I could do for you." Sympathy seems outwardly sweet, but it has no true power to help. Sympathy just agrees with the hopelessness of the situation. Now, love, however, grabs with the hand of faith and goes to God and says, "Lord, what do you want me to do here? You're the greater one, and you're inside me, so let's apply your power and change this situation." You have the power of God within you by the Holy Spirit, and you can exercise that power by faith and love to change the conditions. 1 John 4:4 says, "The Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world." What kind of impact would we as believers have on the world if we made it our primary ambition, our life's greatest quest, to be the most loving people the world has ever known? What would happen if our single highest aim was to supply love to one another? The world would finally know we are truly disciples of Jesus. They would at last see and recognize Him in us. The world is absolutely starving for that kind of love. It's the only cure for rejection and insecurity that plagues our lives. It's the only remedy for the depression and the oppression that we live with every day. Imagine what would happen if we suddenly began to see God's love in action in us. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people called the church the ones who love? Congratulations, you've reached the end of lesson 3 in this series, God's Love. As we close, here are some things that you can do to increase your understanding of how to put God's love into action. First, why don't you list some things that you can do to exhibit God's love to others? Then, why don't you think of some things that God has done for you that will help motivate you to help others? And finally, compare the feelings of emotional sympathy to the power of God's love. Remember to download the documents for your further study on God's love. And be sure to come back soon to Believers Academy. We frequently add new studies that will increase your knowledge and understanding of the great God who loves us. Until we meet again, Jesus is Lord.